Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice. And today we're going to be speaking about refugee issues. San Diego, as many of you know, is a national hub for refugee resettlement, one of the largest populations of refugees in the United States. My very special guests today are Bob Gans, the co-chair of Welcome Home, which is part of the San Diego Jewish Community Foundation helping resettle refugees, and Dilquaz Ahmed, the CEO of License to Freedom, right here in East County in El Cajon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you inviting me here.
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you.
So before we get into talking about what the organizations do, can each of you briefly tell me a little bit about why refugee issues matter to you and what motivated you to get involved in this particular cause? Bob, let's start with you.
Goodness. I am passionately aiming towards trying to help refugees because of my own background. I am a living example that giving a little help to new refugees who come to the United States with nothing can have generational impact, helping not only the immediate family, but future generations and the community as a whole. And that is what has been driving me towards these organizations that I am involved with ever since I retired, thankfully, about 6 years ago.
Very good. I understand you are actually a descendant of Holocaust survivors from World War II, right?
Yes, and again, I really don't want this to be about me per se, except that, again, it is a good lesson. My parents are Holocaust survivors. My dad was placed into Dachau concentration camp, and miraculously, and through the kindness and courage of a lot of people, he got out. My mom, at the age of 18, had to tearfully wave goodbye to her mother and her father, not knowing if she would ever see them again, ended up being in London during the Blitz. 3 months of bombs raining down on her. They reunited after 7 years being apart and got married 3 years later in New York City. And thanks to some amazing individuals, my dad was able to get a job. And here I am today, having graduated UCLA Law School. My dad worked in a very simple factory job, but that was a start.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to provide to new refugees now living legally here in San Diego. That's the focus of Welcome Home.
Yes. So you're an American success story, descendant of immigrants. We actually have a lot in common because my great-grandparents, unfortunately, were less fortunate. They died in the Holocaust, but their children were able to get here. And, you know, similarly, my dad went on to become an aerospace engineer for General Dynamics, helping to put rockets to the moon into orbit, you know.
And I'll bet if your grandparents didn't get a little help once they got here, none of that would have happened.
I'm sure. And some of the family was less fortunate. They were turned away and wound up in, you know, Argentina, Israel, other places because the United States had quotas and they weren't letting any more of the Holocaust immigrants in at that time.
And the focus of Welcome Home, of which I am co-chair, is to provide educational and vocational opportunities to new Americans, that's who we like to refer them to, new Americans, refugees fleeing war, famine, and persecution, who now reside legally in San Diego County.
Very, very important. It's one thing to have the temporary aid. The government gets them when they get here. But what they really need is, it's like the old expression of, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach him how to fish, then you feed him for a lifetime. So it's very, very similar with the education. Dilquaz, tell me a little bit about your background and how you became involved in helping refugees.
Thank you very much. 22 years ago, I came to the United States and I was invited to participate in a conference. I used to have my nonprofit organization in Iraq, and September 11 happened after 4 years being here. So I had to apply for political asylum. And when I came to San Diego, I realized, as you mentioned, it's the hub for refugees. Mm-hmm. And there were limited services to meet the needs of refugee and immigrant communities. Being a refugee myself, coming to this country alone, leaving my family, my two kids, my husband behind, not speaking that much English, limited knowledge about how the justice system work, about how the system entire work, being able to, you know, apply for driver license, open a bank account, you know, find a, my community, rent a house, apply for my husband and kids. It's a lot of works. And I just realized it's not easy to be a refugee. And it's not a choice. You don't choose to be a refugee. So that's why I got involved to support the refugee community, because I'm a refugee myself and I know it's not easy to be a refugee.
Yeah, no, it's both of your organizations are doing wonderful and much needed work. Bob, tell us a little bit more about Welcome Home, the work that you're doing. And I will add that even though it's the San Diego Jewish Community Foundation, I understand that you help people of all faiths and nationalities, and that your staff is quite diverse as well.
Yes. We are a small volunteer organization. We raise resources for new Americans, as I indicated, namely refugees who have fled war, famine, or persecution, and now legally reside in San Diego. Our goal is to help these new Americans overcome obstacles to education and employment. So we do so by making small, targeted grants to vetted nonprofit institutions in San Diego. And through these grants, we fund anything from tuition to books to tools, bus passes so that people can get from their home to their schools or their job. You know, everything helps. There is so much need and so little out there. And so we try to raise resources, namely money, in a number of different ways. And then through our associated nonprofit organizations, we provide targeted grants for education and employment so that these folks can get back on their feet. They've come to the United States with nothing. Yeah. As was just stated, they don't know anything about customs.
Well, and even the ones that were very well educated in their own countries, often they have degrees or certificates, maybe in medicine or law or engineering, but it doesn't transfer here. So they have to kind of almost start over from scratch or find a different occupation to get into. So it's super important work.
Yep.
Dilquaz, I understand that your organization, License to Freedom, recently changed and expanded its mission. Tell us about that and what new things you're doing.
Thank you very much. So the mission of License to Freedom is to promote peaceful, loving, and safe relationships within the diverse refugee and immigrant communities of San Diego. This is accomplished through services and strategies that build resilience and self-sufficiency, support healing from trauma and violence, and advocacy for equity and justice.
Super. And can each of you please let people who may want to get involved, who may want to volunteer or make a donation, can you state the website and how they can get in touch with you?
I would love to. I want to talk also in that regard about another thing that Welcome Home has been doing, particularly in the recent years when so many Afghans came and now Ukrainians have come, and all refugees, whether they're from Central America, Caribbean, Africa, it doesn't matter. There is so much need, and we have done supply drives. And during 2022 alone, we supplied over $250,000 in emergency supplies.
Great.
And helped much with Dilquaz's organization.
Yeah. And you have a marketplace wish list, I understand. Tell us about that.
And among other things, well, in general, you name it, whether it's personal hygiene products or hair products or shaving products, clothes, new socks, new undergarments, diapers, kitchen, cookware, utensils, tools, laptops. Think about how you would try to negotiate in today's world without having some kind of computer technology. We recently were able to raise funds for 100 laptops that we've given through three different organizations and helped these new Americans try to get a hold of life in the United States.
Fantastic. And I've got your website up here for those that want to get in touch and help out. It is welcomehomenewamericans.com.
Yes, let me repeat that and also give you a suggestion how to get there more easily, perhaps. That's one word, welcomehomenewamericans.com, or if you Google Welcome Home San Diego, I tried it last night, and sure enough, our organization popped up first.
Excellent.
There are a lot of welcome homes around the United States.
There are. It's a little
but make
confusing.
Sure you're looking at the San Diego one if you're interested in helping our communities. Because if these folks are helped, it benefits the entire community.
Very good.
WelcomeHomeNewAmericans.com.
And I'm sure a lot of us can go look in our closets, find some clothes. On a rainy day like today, you can hear the rain in the background. It's good to have, you know, warm clothing donated. I'm sure some of these folks come from climates that, you know, that are different than here, and they may not even have heavy jackets or blankets. Or
last summer, I just walked my neighborhood. I probably gave out 150 flyers at 150 homes, said, bring your stuff to my driveway. They did. And I believe a lot of it ended up at Dilquaz's organization here.
And tell us, Dilquaz, where people can get in touch with you and get information about License to Freedom and what else you want them to know about the good works that you're doing to help the refugees.
Thank you. I just would like to highlight on what Bob just mentioned. I don't want to repeat it. Yes, we rely on Welcome Home. If I have a need, if a client called me for diapers, for gift cards, for clothing, for bikes, for kitchen necessities, for furniture, I call Welcome Home and they provide it within 2 days. And they set a lot of marketplace at License to Freedom, so we were able to reach out to the community. So I just would like to say thank you very much. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So they provide many, many support to our agency. So if they want to reach out to License to Freedom, you can go to our website, licensetofreedom.org. So we have 3 offices in El Cajon, 1 for crisis intervention, 1 for only mental health, and 1 specifically focusing on our new project for the Afghan newcomers.
Yeah, I understand you're working on an Afghan school impact funding project, and that's got some federal dollars from a new Biden administration project. Tell us about that.
Thank you very much. We are part of San Diego Refugee Community Coalition. We are 12 ECBO ethnic-based community organization. We got together and we apply for many funding. One of the funding we receive is the Afghan Refugee School Impact. License to Freedom, we focus on East County, and we offer family support services to the refugee community, which that's why we open a center. We call it House of Afghan, and we offer chai and chat. So through conversation, we try to support the community to first have sense of community belonging, and second, just support them how to navigate the system. As I mentioned, I came as a refugee. It's not easy to navigate everything. Where they came from, everything is different. Yeah. The way, you know, how to walk your kids to school, how to, you know, try to open a bank account, file, you know, apply for driver license, go find a doctor. Everything has to do through process, and it's not easy. So yes, we try to support them how to navigate it. We also offer big mental health services. We have 13 therapists at License to Freedom. 4 of them are speaking Farsi. So mental health is one of the main need for the Afghan communities, especially the way they escape the war in Afghanistan. Oh, yeah. And we all saw, the entire world saw what happened at that airport in Kabul.
Oh,
so those are the people we see every day, and they have a lot of nightmares. They have trauma. Some of them, they left family members.
Yeah, you know, with the Taliban takeover, I'm sure they're being, you know, repressed once again, and terrified, starving, some of them. So it's really a lot of trauma coming from a war-torn area, especially a situation like that.
And they are desperate. They want to help their family members there, but they don't have enough to pay for their own rent. So they are struggling a lot. And we also work with the early childhood, that we offer education and service and support, mm-hmm. and we refer them to appropriate services and links around San Diego. So those are the services we offer for the Afghan refugee community.
Very good. San Diego, as we've mentioned, has long been welcoming toward refugees, certainly the Vietnamese boat people. We've got one of the largest populations of Iraq war refugees in the nation, and now one of the highest of Afghan refugees. What are some of the other recent refugee trends that we're seeing? Where are some of the countries that haven't been all over the news, but we're starting to see more refugees coming into the San Diego area? Bob?
I can't say I'm an expert on that, but I will tell you an experience I had, and my goodness, it was emotional for me considering my background. Mm-hmm. Not far from my house, shortly after the Afghans came, and as you know, many of them were individuals who helped Americans in Afghanistan.
Yes, as translators or other things.
Yes. No. A number of them were housed at a residence inn near my home. I went to go by and take a look, and there are these wonderful people were of all ages, yeah, and lots of little kids and wonderful organizations just spread out supplies in the parking lot at Residence Inn. And it was such an amazing experience to see that with my own eyes and to see the need and how grateful they are. Mm-hmm. And for organizations like Delquas and mine, what we can do is try to help ensure that they don't necessarily need to rely on public assistance or volunteer organizations. Mm-hmm. They can get up on their feet. And if I may, Miriam, I'd like to give, just to drive this home, a couple of tangible examples. Sure. Of what we've done in 2022 alone.
Okay.
We provided a grant for 6 people to attend certified medical assistant training, and they completed their job and now are in internship. One individual to obtain a California driver's license, and he's now working in a truck company. Oh, that was actually a guy who got funds from us to get a truck license. Provided a grant for 2 people to become security guards. The list goes on and on.
Good.
Tool training, etc. These people want to work.
Yes.
But they just need a little bit of help, and it has an impact on them, their families, their future generations, and again, our community as a whole.
And we should note that in the post-COVID era, a lot of employers have had trouble filling jobs. Mm-hmm. So it's really helping to fill a vital need. It's not taking away jobs from anybody else. It's just helping people stand on their own 2 feet, support their families, and also fill the jobs that need to be filled in our region.
Yes, ma'am.
Delquas.
And I think, thank you, Bob, again. And they want to be accepted also. The Afghan community, they want to be accepted the way who they are, you know. They want to be dressing Afghan, you know, custom. Nobody, like, bully them. They want to be practicing their religion. What they want, they're very resilient, you know. Mm-hmm. They are so peaceful. They love, you know, and they are so thankful to being here, you know, having their kids going to school. Women have many, many choices. Now, through License to Freedom last year, we accepted 21 Afghan women for our economic development program. 21 of them graduated, and we are in a process to fund them to start their small business here in San Diego. So hopefully we will update you soon once they receive the grant, and we are aiming for another 21 new Afghan women to support them for Part 2 seed program. So, yes.
Fantastic. And listeners, if you just tuned in, we are speaking today with Bob Gamm from Welcome Home and Delquas Ahmed from License to Freedom about the efforts that their nonprofit organizations are making to help new refugees in the San Diego County region. Wonderful and very important work. I'm going to give each of you the last word here on anything that you'd like our listeners to know, or about the needs of your organization to do more good works that we may not have already asked about. Delquas.
Thank you. So we need your support. We couldn't do it, and we cannot do it by ourselves. So if you can support us, we are looking for ESL teachers to volunteer with our ESL and acculturation program, and we are looking for volunteers to work with youth. You know, we have youth program. One of the youth, she's a musician. She's looking to get a tambourine just to, you know, buy her one tambourine. I have a woman who came into our class who escaped the war. She went to Iran and she got heart attack. And she lost her, you know, half face, become paralyzed. They had surgery for her in Iran and they messed up with her nerve. So half of her face is paralyzed. Mm-hmm. She begged me every day, I want somebody to support me. If there is a pro bono doctor who willing to get her a surgery or just look at her, if you can do something, I'm willing to bring her every time and to provide transportation and interpretation for her. We need furnitures. We need gift cards. We need gas cards. We need bikes for the kids. So we need TVs. If you have and you want to donate, please contact us. Thank you. Thank you very much. And You did it. You already did it. But we need continuation. Thank you very much.
Super. Bob, how about you?
I guess maybe what I'd like to do is try to have everybody personalize it in the following context. We are working with a family. We have worked with a family. They have four daughters, a young couple. They were Afghan refugees. They had helped the United States in Afghanistan. They now live in a two-bedroom apartment. In addition to the six of them, their sister is moving in. They need everything, and we've helped them get their kids into schools. We've helped them with transportation. We've helped them with just the very basics of life. Picture yourself having been uprooted from your home, having been gone through the worst of possible wars, perhaps famine and persecution. You come to a new country, you don't know anything. You don't know the language, you don't know the customs, and you don't have anything. And you don't want to become a public charge. You don't want necessarily public assistance. You just want to have the opportunity to work. And that's what our organizations do. And if you can help us, and it, again, I want to emphasize, it helps the community as a whole. And if you can help us do that, we will accept everything and anything, whether it's supplies or, better yet, cash, so that we can fund tuition, schools, tools, training, work manuals, and licensing certificates. And I really appreciate the opportunity to try to pass that word along. And anything that anybody can do would be just wonderful.
Well, I want to thank both of you so much for taking the time to join us here today on the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you very much for having us in this show.
Our pleasure.
With East County Magazine, it's dear, dear, close to my heart. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I second those words. Thank you very, very much. I really, really appreciate the opportunity to spread the word, and hope you're listening and help us.
There you go. And we'll have more information on both of these organizations. If you didn't catch the links and all of that, you can find more at eastcountymagazine.org.